Yo. Check it. Yeah, that's what it is. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Listen to us from all around the world.
Yeah.
We are, once again, we back. The Uncelebs.
The Uncelebs.
Baka.
Knock out. Oh, man, we're back. After how long? But in case you forgot, I'm Sean Solo, you know.
I'm Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgic.
This is Steffi Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums. Like riding a bike.
Speaking of, nah. I'm gonna save that.
The city bikes done expanded to country bikes. It's like that.
What's up, y'all? Shit.
Yo. Oh, man, it's been a while.
It's been so long.
How long has it been?
3 years.
God damn.
Our last episode was April 2021.
You serious?
Wow. Deadass. Okay.
So it's really
April 20. You can look it up, bro. April 2021.
Yo, so like, yo, that's all.
And that wasn't even an episode. Together. That wasn't even an episode that we recorded in April. It was an old episode we recorded in February.
Oh, that's
wow.
Right.
So we was holding that in the chamber.
We was just there.
It was like a lost episode, like yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
That's when the wheels started falling off. Like.
Okay. Well, I mean, to the our fellow like our OG listeners, you know, welcome back. Any new listeners? What's up?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Good.
What's up?
Welcome. You know what I mean?
You chilling? You good? You chilling?
Right. They're probably like, yo, who the fuck is you with? Yeah.
I mean, if they want to know who we are, they can just go back and listen to the other 106 episodes that
we've
got.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's a lot that has changed. And you know, does anybody wanna start personally, you know, as far as catching up or you know?
Heinz, no.
Oh wait, okay. Who?
Never mind. Heinz ketchup, no. You gotta start it off with a corny joke. Come on.
Hey. And I'm gonna need you to turn your mic off. Okay.
Damn it!
He was like, and yep.
I'm about to turn your mic off.
Well, yeah. What's been everybody been up to, man?
I mean, I guess I could start it off. Like, it's wow because I was about to say I'm still at Guitar Center, but I don't know if I was at Guitar Center with the last episode.
No, you weren't.
Mm-mm.
That's ridiculous. Okay, so I work at Guitar Center and been working here for 3 years.
Nice.
I done already got a promotion by now.
Hey.
Yeah.
Nice.
All of that beautiful luster of working around music and musicians has already worn off, and I make my ears bleed with drummers every goddamn day.
Damn.
But, you know, I really don't know if I would want to do any other job.
That's it, Dre?
Yeah, basically, like, you know, moved back to Jersey.
Okay.
How you feel about that?
It's spacious. That's a good and bad thing. Good thing because there's space in to live. Bad thing because everything is far away and it's not like Texas, but it's still not New York, you know.
Gotcha.
But I love Jersey. I'm from here. So don't go there.
Okay.
But yeah, pass it off to the next one.
I've been in Georgia for a long time.
Georgia.
What's going on, man?
Well, I'm about to be chefing it up in my new job. I might be a cook.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Might be a little, you know, making them burgers and flipping them, you know, flapjacks and tacos and all that.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have the girls. Oh, man. And you're going
Hey, baby girl, I gave you some extra mac and cheese.
I got that hand sauce, baby.
Come holler at me after the show.
Yeah, so I'll get my schedule tomorrow, and I'll be training, and we'll see how it goes from there. I mean, you know, I gotta get paid, you know what I mean? I gotta get some paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So other than that, doing my YouTube, you know, that's been going really well. My YouTube, I'm still not monetized yet, but I'm right there.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
So, oh, yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
Hell yeah, we gonna hop on your game and shit, and fucking you gonna host that shit. So we're just gonna hop on your stream.
Word.
The last time we did it was hilarious, yo.
It was so fun. It was so funny.
So you was the only one missing, yo.
Wait, word. What was that?
I don't know. I don't know.
We couldn't get a hold of you, bro.
You was MIA.
Damn, son. when was this?
Damn, this was a while ago. Like,
was it last summer? What?
I gotta check.
You gotta tell me what games we were playing. Was that the pizza game?
Life on Pizza, Hide and Seek.
Yeah. The hide and seek shit, that shit was glitchy as hell.
That was glitchy as fuck, yo. But it was hilarious too.
But
like Sean, like all of us was lamps, tables, chairs. It was hilarious.
It's like, yo, but for whatever reason, I don't know how you find out that I'm like not a couch. Like,
you just gotta punch everything. Like,
just start.
I was gonna say it's like similar to like Among Us, where you like hide in the corner or something like that.
Basically, yeah, like, you could just change into a lamp or some shit. And you just float around,
or you just stand really still and just hope nobody punches you. Because then, but then like a minute before a game is over, they switch what you are. So they're like, oh wait, no.
I think basically it was like either one person or a team are the seekers, and then everybody else was like you had to hide. And the only reason why I had us play it is because somebody emailed me and said, "Hey, Nostalgic, would you like to test our game?"
I'm wow. Like,
Excuse me, damn.
Nostalgic exclusives.
It works.
You're about to have a greatest hit.
So I was like, who else but to play with, you know, the crew, you know? I tried to get the whole crew on. So
I would check it out again to see if they fixed the glitches though.
Oh yeah. If they I think it was like beta. Something like that.
Yeah, it seemed like a beta.
But
shit. Do you have one? You got a Switch?
I do.
Yeah.
Sean, you might have to rent a Switch from Blockbuster.
Oh, that's how y'all explained it? Okay, it was on the Switch. Okay.
No, we
no, it was on PC.
Blockbuster, I like that.
Damn, it took me back, yo.
Oh, man.
So you don't want him to get a Switch, is what you're saying?
Wait.
Like, ever, like.
I'm gonna make this quick as shit. Do you remember, did you ever have to rent a VCR from Blockbuster?
Hell no.
Obviously, and he had that little suitcase?
I've never rented a VCR.
What?
Like, I would get like the hard Blockbuster cover or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, the case?
Yeah, the case that came with the VCR. Like, it was like a suitcase there. Yeah, I don't know. That shit just tickled the spot in my brain. But go ahead. I'm good.
Wow.
Enough of distraction.
That's nostalgic. But now that's pretty much it. Like, new job, YouTube is doing pretty good, and hopefully I'll be able to move on my own this summer, late summer. So that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, something was happening with me over the past 3 years, but I ain't gonna say that. I just know it was some life-changing shit. Not for the better, but I would have rather it go in another way. I'll just put it that way. But other than that, you know, I'm working at a clothing store, and I've been there for 2 years.
Nice.
Two years. I'm working on trying to get promoted and other things.
Nice, get
that
money.
We desperately need this money. I got two cats.
Hey.
So I got my pets. And what else? Oh yeah, I live in Jersey now, and I live in Jersey now. Like I it's okay.
More space, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're not in the shoebox anymore.
No, thank God.
Like, yo, that's crazy.
Thank God the shoebox, but no. I'll be like, Jersey comes with its own set of issues, but you know, I'm you know, take it how it is, but you know.
So are you?
I wish transit was a little different, but you know.
Are you in Jersey or are you in Joysy?
We're in
a little both.
Jersey.
We're both a little both. You're in one part and then you cross over into the other part.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. So it's like Jersey, yeah. And then it's like Jersey.
Not that bad. Not that bad. Just on my way to work.
No 1738.
Oh man. I love that.
Nigga, I'm from Jersey and I never go to fucking Patterson. What do you mean?
Like, I've never stepped foot in Patterson, I will say that.
Why would I ever take you there?
Oh no.
Me neither.
I don't know what's over there.
Even Camden got the aquarium.
All right. They got the Remy boys.
There's only like one Remy boy left.
Oh shit. Wow.
Oh man.
They all locked up, right?
No? Basically.
I hope that's what you mean.
Yes.
Man, shout out to the Remy boys, yo. Man.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Not much else is going on. I've been just dealing with myself, trying to get myself back stable, fixing the mental and all that stuff, you know. All of that. Still trying to get back to me, but you know, I'm still here.
That's what's up.
One step at a time, man.
One step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
One giant big ass step at a time. But yeah. All right, Sean, what's up?
Shit, you know, I'm living on my own now, you know what I mean?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I owe you a big ass bottle of Henny.
Thank you, I appreciate that, you know what I mean? Yeah, no, I've just been, you know, like I said, just working. Okay, last episode was 2021. So, right, I'm at an accounting firm, you know, doing IT.
Nice. Getting that shmoney.
Nah. I ain't eating. But they said I paid in full. I ain't mean. Everything's been nice. You know, like I said, I was in the roommate situation. Had to get out of that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, okay. that could be some fuck shit later on in the future. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Other than that, just been chilling. The hijab and all that shit, you know.
Okay.
Off and on a day in sight.
How's that going?
It's fucking insane. It's crazy, man. It's fucking, it's like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah. I feel sorry for y'all.
Yeah. Thank you. To all the listeners, if you ain't in the streets, stay in the house, okay? It's nothing out here.
I'm a homebody anyway.
And that's the problem. A lot of them are homebodies. You know what I'm saying? Now, other than that, everything else is good, man. You know, just getting ready for summer. And, you know, I'm excited to get back on the podcast and shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Word. Oh, I meant to say I just came off of vacation. And yeah. I'm as zen as I don't know what. This is the most peaceful vacation I've ever been on.
Hold on to that for as long as possible.
Yes. I need one of those.
Yeah, man.
We all need a vacation.
I'm stressed out. So tired.
Baltimore part two. Nah, it's not.
Yo, Baltimore was so cheap, bro.
Yeah.
Baltimore was not that expensive, and that shit was right there. That shit was easy.
That shit was kind of fun too. I'm not gonna lie.
It was fun.
Word.
That shit was fun. Speaking of, like, hint for the next episode, Baltimore, dumb niggas. That's all I gotta say.
Okay.
Baltimore niggas. Okay.
Yes.
The Baltimore niggas. Baltimore niggas.
Huh? I ain't gonna give you no spoilers, but shit about to get steepy.
Yo, they different. That's all I gotta say.
Anybody listen, if you're from Baltimore, you know, it's all love. We're just joking. You know what I mean?
Yo, straight up, everybody know that it ain't no different. Jersey got his parts. Brooklyn got his parts. Mm-hmm. Bronx got the parts.
Oh, Bronx.
That's Bronx? Not that, you know? Yeah. Because, like, Bronx is mostly that.
Bronx is its own planet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
Like Brownsville is like the Chicago of like Brooklyn. That's
oh yeah,
yeah. You know.
Oh damn.
I said it.
Pretty much.
Yep.
East New York is a close second.
Yeah.
Close second.
Yo, that reminds me of some shit. It's not going to land right here. So just remind me later. Just say Ben Wallace, okay?
Ben Wallace.
All right, later.
I got you.
Okay.
Later, after we record, or later?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
It's not gonna land here.
All right.
All right. So everybody else, you know, like we've been, you know, off and on in the group chat and stuff like that. We're discussing, like, you know, what we're gonna do different, for this, you know, for the podcast, like, you know, some of the things that we're gonna change, you know. So anyone who's new, you probably don't even know what the fuck we're talking about. So yeah, but you know,
so just disregard this.
Yeah. Don't
yeah.
Anyway,
I'm about to say you introduced it. I thought you were just gonna keep going, but either way.
Oh no. Yeah, no.
Well, for one really minuscule thing that we all agree kind of made a big difference is ain't no be no season two. So this ain't season three or nothing. We just gonna keep continuing with the numbers. It's just, the air around the podcast itself changed once we were like, oh yeah, season two, da 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 da. It just didn't work.
We're just redacting
that real quick.
Episode 107.
We back on lucky number seven. So hopefully this sits stick. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. What else is changing? What else y'all want to talk about?
Streamlining the whole thing. Hour and 20 minute episodes.
Oh, hell like yeah.
Unless it's really getting good, you know.
And it'll be cut into parts.
So episode 107.2 or 5 or so.
Can you imagine 107.5?
Word. WBLS?
Word.
Smooth jazz. No, that's a different station. My fault.
101.9.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. No more news reporting. You won't be reporting every single thing.
No.
But
That's not.
Go to news for that. The TMZ got the whole market shut down.
Yeah.
They get pictures that like the dead body took of themselves or something. Like I don't know how they do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can't compete.
Yeah. So we're just gonna stick to music, pop culture, and black shit. Then the fuck shit, because the fuck shit can literally be anything, whether it pertains to us personally or just some shit we're like, did you fucking see that shit?
Yes. Yeah.
Like a lot of reactions.
A lot of reactions.
And a lot of fun. I feel like we should do a lot more fun shit, you know, game episodes, trivia.
Like when we started.
Challenges. Yeah. Maybe we should start like a prize pool.
I'm just saying,
when we have these competitions and shit like that, we have a fucking prize that we win if we win the competitions between each other.
Oh, okay.
So we actually compete.
Sean, what were you thinking about?
Oh, I thought it was like, I thought it was like the listeners or something like that. Like the listeners was like. Yeah. And he's like, yo, where my money at? And I'm like, what money?
See, what happened was my Cash App, right? It, you know, the Wi-Fi, I gotta, no, I'm a shit.
Like money? I was talking about Monopoly money. That's what I was talking about.
You parked on Park Ave, so run me my money.
Get it back in blood, man. Whoa. They cut off the street. Get it back in blood, nigga. Click.
one more thing we said we wanted to do this go around, since Ant got his gaming channel, we want to highlight that because he's doing great. So maybe once a month we're gonna hop on a stream and that'll be the episode. We'll just talk over on party game and have fun, because we need to de-stress too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Give me a game system. Give me on some game
for real.
I need to hold somebody's PS5 for a minute. You know what I mean?
I feel like I would be more enthused about the PS5 if I saw some games that I actually wanted to play.
Oh, yeah.
All of it seemed like first-person shooters. Huh?
Spider-Man?
Okay, I take that statement back. Okay, more games than just Spider-Man. How about that?
That's fair.
Okay. I can't just buy a whole system for just one game. That's just irresponsible. I can't do that.
They don't really have a lot of exclusives, but you know, they got
PlayStation.
We can talk about that later.
Exclusives no more, because they just beating everybody.
Yeah.
The Halo is about to go to PlayStation.
Word.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm about to say Microsoft ain't even got exclusives no more.
Yo,
that's true.
The debate's over, bro. Like,
it's over. That was the mascot right there. It's over, man.
It's over. You can see Master Chief. Master Chief is selected by the PlayStation delegation.
Oh, shit.
Now, hold on, Jarmel.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, we have to get into it. Let's dive straight in.
All
right. Right? 10 years ago.
No, oh, my Lord. Go ahead, man.
Woo! I got 10 years ago.
It was 10. Nah, was it 10 years ago?
It was 10 years ago, bro. It was 10 years ago.
Big Show.
What? Wait. 14?
2014. I'm pretty
sure.
Was it 14?
Nah, because we.
Can somebody fact check it real quick?
Wait. What are we talking about?
Okay. I got you.
10 years ago. More or less, we'll find out in a second. Big Sean records a song with Kendrick Lamar called Control.
August 14th, 2013.
Shit.
11 years ago.
God damn, that just made it worse. Go ahead.
So, niggas felt some type of way. Not everybody. You know, a lot of people, if you remember, a lot of responses came back from people who were not mentioned. You know, especially the East Coast, you know, what I'm the king of both coasts, that type of shit. Anyway, Drake felt some type of way. He said, I ain't fucking with you no more. That's fine. That's respectable. Fucking J. Cole felt some type of way. A little bit. He made a mention on Born Center, said, ain't no kings. You know, we done. Like, yeah, all right. Good. Mm-hmm. Big Sean felt a little type of way and said something in a couple bars, like, which is weird. It's like, if you felt some type of way, you shouldn't have let him record that on your song. You dropped it on your album. But anyway, after that, he felt some type of way. And, you know, Kendrick just makes a hit, sneak this song, you know, Humble. And that shit. And we really haven't heard much from Big Sean until...
Like, as far as, like, this is, yeah, like, as far as any responses, any jabs.
Like, not just that, but, like, in general, he just kind of, like, disappeared a little bit shortly after that. You know? Anyway, here we are, 11 years later, and J. Cole, after it just mentions Kendrick, you know, on the whole, like... You know, we the big three, like we started the league, but I'm feeling like Muhammad Ali. Kendrick, like, nah, fuck that. I'm like, what you mean? Like, yes. And this is both Kendrick, both J. Cole and Drake. Let's let them know, like, yo, ain't no big three, nigga. Whatever.
Just big me.
Then J. Cole responds. J. Cole apologizes. Then fucking Drake responds, and Rick Ross responds to Drake's this in the same day. That was yesterday. So, yes. Summarization, what the fuck? How did, you know, we get Avengers Infinity War going on right here? Civil War. Like,
for real, though.
It's crazy.
Call me crazy. At least you call me.
And Drake said a long time ago, ain't no friends in the industry.
No new friends. No.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we can start. Okay. Everybody heard the Drake diss, right? We can start for there. How did we feel about the Drake diss?
Like,
it was a warm up for me.
He's
a warm up.
The one line was funny. The how you big stepping with a size 7 men's on. It was a funny bar. Like, it's a funny bar.
Yeah. Like, the pipsqueak, this pipsqueak should have me dying. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, let's clarify. When he says drop and give me 50, that's him and, like, Kendrick and Top Dog was splitting 50-50. What Kendrick was pulling in, that was the split. Okay. That's why you said drop and give me 50. And that's probably why Kendrick left Top Dog to go PG Lang. Like, thought it was going to be a little bit more than what it's doing, but
maybe he got more in the talk. Maybe
absolutely, I expect him to, but he still hasn't responded either, though.
There's a lot of shit going on. He need to make. Apparently, he hurt a lot of feelings, so there's a lot more people to respond. He gonna like that when everybody when everybody's from, rather than put out five different songs.
Right, and I love J. Cole. I love J. Cole. I just felt like he disqualified himself out of this situation.
He definitely did, but I respect it though.
Yeah, you saw the meme. Yeah, you saw the meme that said niggas basically said, told J. Cole, go inside, niggas about to start shooting. Oh,
man. Yo, okay. So when I first heard him apologize, I'm like, but then I was like, okay, I get it. Only reason, because when we first heard it, we didn't say anything about anything until he started talking about Kendrick's discography. We were like, bro, nah, what you doing? You know you're lying. And that's what he was apologizing for, because he knew he was lying. He can't stand 10 toes down on that shit. He knew that. And then like me and Dre watched a video of the dude who was a guy who was behind stage when the thing was going on. So he played the whole thing. And that's exactly what he was apologizing for. He's like, yo, I ain't mean that shit. I was just in the moment. And then like after hearing it,
that's okay.
Think about it though. He recorded that, didn't say nothing about it, right? And then he has to keep having to sing it and whatever and everything. And then people gonna ask him about it. Now he gotta stand on that and everything. He don't believe it. Now he fake. So no.
He did say he might delete later.
Yeah, he'd be like, yo, I said what I said. Yeah, and what?
I did not understand why that was the name of an album, Might Delete. Yeah.
I mean, he'd be using the hashtag for years now, though.
And it's like, now you like literally like took something back. It's like, is this why?
That this is what I said. Like...
Yeah, it makes sense with the name, yeah. Like, I can see on the mature side, like, okay, like this could have got out of hand. Could have... You
and
know.
I didn't even mean that shit to begin with, so I don't want it to get out of hand.
Listen, right. Straight up, the way I feel about this shit is, if niggas, like, we watch battle rap, right? Battle rap, these niggas say the craziest shit to each other, and they still be homies afterwards, you know, or at least have some sort of respect, because they understand that this is, you know, within the confines of the ring, right? Yeah. Now, this is not the same thing as Gucci Mane and Jeezy, where niggas is
definitely not.
Where some like other, you know, like shit outside of music, niggas is saying they the best. Niggas been saying they the best since they came in, you know. Yeah. And it's very much rap, just to out rap a nigga. Mm-hmm. You ask Lupe Fiasco, let a nigga call out Lupe.
Yeah.
Win or lose or draw, that nigga's rapping. Yes. Royce da 5'9 play with guns. Royce da 5'9 out in the street and shit. He says something to Lupe. Lupe rapped right back at him immediately. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a friendly competition. It's not like, yo, you know, it's to get the culture and like, you know, the fans going, you know, the fans, and it's like, all right, it's up and over. Oh shit, like what the fuck Kendrick gonna say now? Oh, what Drake gonna say with Cole? You know what I mean? So
I fully stand by that too.
Yeah.
But then it's like there was a couple things in there. It was like when you take me out of it, and then I'm like, you lying though. But you lying.
Yeah, like when somebody says something, you like bopping and like, even if it's like, I'm better than you, Kendrick. You like, I don't agree, but who cares? This nigga rocking, you know? Like, he's spitting. But then he's like, yo, To Pimp a Butterfly would put niggas to sleep.
No.
Listen, stand on it. Yeah. Like, stand on that shit. That's right.
Imagine we in a group, right? Yeah. And I'm arguing with somebody, right? And you on my side. And I'm arguing with somebody, and I'm killing him. Nigga, I'm 6'3".
All right.
6'3"?
With the Adidas on, baby.
My nigga called and shoot you in your face. This Sean? Me? Yo, oh my gosh. Like, yo, but wait, I gotta say this though. Fucking, like, so far, I haven't heard no crazy ass verses. You know, like, all of these shit's been mid as hell. It's like, as
what warm-ups. I
expected. Warm ups.
Instruction.
Rick Ross tweeted out, "This is round one. Grab some popcorn."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yo,
what y'all think about Rick Ross's response? Because that was
I only really heard of it. I didn't get a whole thing.
His hardest bars was when he was talking shit after the fact, and it's like, yo, why the fuck didn't you make that shit rhyme and just use it in your verse?
Yeah,
like, but Drake be getting exposed. Do you think that Drake got fucking plastic surgery? They're like, look. Just chronicling what niggas said. I don't know the nigga. I don't know nobody, right? But they said Drake. Yes. He said Drake got a nose job, right? And he got some ab work done, right?
I know it's true.
Fucking Megan Thee Stallion earlier this year said that nigga got BBL scars. So,
I mean, listen. Right now, let's say if that's true, but it's Drake. It's Drake. You can't. That's. It's not gonna affect him, bro. It's not gonna affect him. Son. Like, you talk about Drake.
This is right after he just got a fucking beat off tape with leaked.
Oh god!
Like that shit, the nigga just did the next show. Like, who cares?
like his fans. No. You know, his fans.
That shit still ruined Britney Spears' career. She was getting out of a car.
Or the crotch love shot.
Oh my god,
bruh. Y'all got to listen to that for real.
The Rick Ross one? All
right. Yeah.
I mean, I listened to the Rick Ross one. I feel like, it's like I was saying, man. Even the Kendrick shit that popped it off, because bar for bar, he was actually saying shit almost each line, you know? Whether it was directed at Cole or Drake, he was actually saying a bar each line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cole shit, it was like, he was trying to bar it up, but a lot of it was just like, especially before the beat switch, it was just beat riding. It's like, how you dissing Kendrick with a Drake flow, you know? Like, I'm like, of course, I'm gonna critique this shit like a motherfucker, and I don't like.
Well, like we said, it could be just a warm up. It could be a warm up. Like, all right, but.
I watched the Floyd Mayweather fight, you know.
Bobbing a weave.
Hella shoulder. This is all shoulder right now. This
is all shoulder. Yeah. No jabs?
No jabs.
No jabs.
Okay. Absolutely no jabs? No from nobody?
Nah.
Just like one quick.
There's a couple jabs. Yo, that's regular boxing. Nah, he hit him in the shoulder. You thought he hit him in the face.
Yeah, so far, I think as far as who's in the lead of this lyrical warfare, it's got to be, I think it's still Kendrick.
Kendrick, 100%.
Like, if there was a lead ever, right? If there was a lead ever, it was already established.
That's
all
Kendrick said
was.
This is
like,
oh my god,
established. It's like everybody knew Kendrick was a better rapper, and him on a future beat that it did hit number one. you know, like him on a future beat, just riding the beat, like still, like, and mind you, I'm not even going to say that his shit was that hard, because it wasn't. Like, as far as the disc goes, it wasn't. You know, the beat was hard. The fucking, he had a couple lines in there that really, you know, the for your dog shit, you yeah. know, riding around with a stick, like that whole thing.
I think it was witty.
Yeah. He's clearly in the lead, though.
Like the Prince outlived Michael Jackson. I thought that was, it kind of shit it.
Yeah,
kind of shit it, you know. So I'm glad Drake. I thought Drake wasn't going to respond. I'm not gonna lie. I thought Drake was going to pull the whole, you know.
I do respect that he responded, but I do think it was weaker. Like, even back to back was harder.
Back to back was way harder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
way harder.
Like, again, being fair, I'm gonna compare him to himself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, because okay, Meek Mill is an easier target than Kendrick. Like, Kendrick is more of a harder target to, like, really lyrically punch. Like, Meek Mill, no disrespect, you know, no disrespect, Meek Mill, but it was like, okay, you saw it, like, you know, like all the memes and all that shit, and yo, you know,
Meek is making a hard one every day.
Oh, well, yeah, this is before the whole,
we
agreed not to talk.
I'm not gonna talk about it.
You're right up against the line, bro. Like, you're right now.
You just said me.
And then he was like, yeah. And then the other thing that came out, I was like, ah.
Hey, man.
You're right.
Dreams are the nightmares.
Times like this, rhyme like this, you know.
Time like that, then like
Well, wait a minute.
I hate y'all so much.
But yeah, I feel like I feel like Kendrick need to come out with the next, need to step up the next fucking bar and just show niggas again. And because the whole point of this whole shit was to bring it out, you know, bring out the raw, you know, shit, the raw fucking skill, the raw competition, you know, because that's what it was about. I feel like, and I mean, we need to give each other more credit, you know, because J. Cole and Kendrick fans is most of the same people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I'm not gonna sit here and get in a fight with myself, you know.
Kanye tried to jump in like, yo, I washed. What he said? The man said he washed Kendrick on no Momo parties in L.A. So y'all believe that?
We're not gonna do that.
All right, okay. You're right. I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about it. It's okay. You know, because we talk about Kendrick. You know, like,
I love you, Kanye, mean? But nah.
No.
But we're going to talk about rap beef. We are going to talk about the fact that fucking Eminem brought up Benzino in 2024 for no reason.
You got 1 minute to talk about that.
No, that's it. Benzino wiped Eminem. Like, what? I never would have thought I would have said that. Why did Eminem pick on Benzino?
This is not something the world would ever know.
And like, yo, this is not something I would have believed. Bar for bar, you know, like a giraffe. What?
Clever and witty. It made you go, aha.
But that was like, yo, did you listen to the Benzino shit yet?
Nobody
want to give him a chance. See?
All right, I'll give him a chance tonight. That sounded crazy, but you know, I'm crazy, right? Yeah,
I'm telling you to go. I'm saying you should go listen to Benzino and give him justice. What? Didn't the nigga trash your mom's spaghetti?
Yeah, next is Silk the Shocker.
I'll do the Jay-Z. I do the Jay-Z gif when he got the glass. He's like,
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Oh my god.
And that's on top. Is anybody got anything else?
Nah.
Well, I want to say real quick, I can't wait. Hopefully Kendrick will come out with a round two, and Drake said he still got stuff in the chamber, so
that's what everybody fucking say.
Word, especially this year.
Let's see.
Dump the clip.
Yeah, watch tomorrow. Tomorrow, he's going to drop something tomorrow.
Let's see if he spin the block.
Oh, nobody heard me.
Wait, what did you say?
I said, damn, I'm still waiting for Nikki to embarrass herself again, but we can end the episode.
Oh, okay. All right.
I wanted to come back months ago. We need to make this weekly. We need to keep going.
Okay. We empty in the clip, all right?
Bop, bop, bop. Bop.
Forgot about that, son.
I did not.
But on that note, yo man, I want to thank everybody, you know, for kicking it, listening to us, you know what I'm saying? Welcome back. We're here,
baby.
Man, back like we never left.
Like we never left.
How's baby? Make sure you like, subscribe, follow our YouTube, Instagram, Facebook,
everything.
TikTok. That was the new thing. That was the new.
We're coming at your ass, TikTok.
Yeah, we're going to do TikTok.
That's something new.
We're coming for that ass, TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you smoking yet?
I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgic.
This is Stephanie Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
We out, baby.
We out.